You had to work hard for that.
Yeah, I thought we started the game very well. First 15, 20 minutes, popped it about. You know, one and two touch football and caused them some problems. And scored a goal at the right time. Then maybe I just felt that, you know, they wrestled it away from us a little bit. We got a little bit complacent at times on the ball and they counter-attacked us and caused us one or two problems. Scored a goal, which we wasn't entirely happy about defensively, but, you know, we kept playing and in the end we got our just rewards.
In the second half you started brightly as well. Was the message at half-time, look, do what you did at the start of the first half?
Exactly, you know, come out the blocks quickly, put them on the back foot. And, you know, Connor gets the penalty and tucks it away, which, you know, he's been doing all season very well. And then, you know, a set play, a routine set play that we done from a corner. And, you know, Ramos has come up with a very, very good header.
Winnell was very sharp. He's in great form at the moment. Was there a message in any way to the two either side of him at half-time saying, look, you need to give the guy a bit more support? Because I felt they started to drift as that first half.
Well, their two central midfielders dropped a little bit deeper and it was hard for Kane to get on the ball as what he did in the first 20 minutes. You know, they just dropped that little bit deeper and we couldn't find him as much. So, you know, Sam's working really hard. His retention and link play has become a lot better. And like I say, he's getting his, I think it's 8-8, so he's in a rich vein of form.
Penalty in the second half, but should you have had one in the first?
Well, very debatable. You know, we were screaming for it. They probably weren't, but that's the way it goes. You know, we've got the right result in the end, and you know, thankfully we've got a penalty. You know, in the second half to make amends for that.
The positive is the win. The goals against Colham doesn't look great, especially here though, does it? I think that's 18 conceded here. How much of a concern is that?
Yeah, it's always a concern when you're conceding goals, but as long as we score more than the opposition, it doesn't matter, does it? But no, seriously, you know, yeah, we always look at that. We're always looking to improve and it's something that we've tried to eradicate and, you know, we've got to concentrate and be more professional and make sure that we don't concede as many goals that we have been.
That said, though, do you feel you're getting in a bit of a groove now, a bit of a rhythm with this group?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, they're understanding the way that we want to play, you know, the system that we want to play. You know, we've had Trotter and Williams who weren't available today, so, you know, they'll be coming back. So that's, you know, it gives us, you know, food for thought when we've got to pick the next team.
Is the aim to bounce straight back for you as a group this season?
Well, yeah, I think that's everybody's aim. You know, if you come down, it's everybody's aim if you've been in this league last season to go up. So we're no different from anybody else, but we've got to keep our feet firmly on the ground. We've had a big turnaround of players from the start of the season, you know, and end of last season to this season. So it does take time to work out the best formation, the best players and getting the right team and the right balance together.
I ask that because there has been a big turnover of players. You know, in an ordinary situation, management staff might say, well, this is going to be a slow, gradual process with a new group of players.
Yeah, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You know, you've got to be very lucky to hit the ground running with a new group of players and it all gels, you know. But if you get a few results that go against you early in the season, then obviously that dents a little bit of confidence and hits you. So, you know, we've got plenty of confidence at the moment. We're creating chances, scoring goals, and we've got to look forward and keep looking up that table.
And you've done your job tonight, so you can put your feet up this weekend and watch everybody else go through it now, okay?
Exactly, yeah. You know, we're all going to games tomorrow, so it's not a day off for some of us. But, yeah, it's always nice to have got 3 points in the bag and going into an international break weekend where, you know, you can enjoy the week.
And fingers crossed that Trotter, Williams, Digby come back unscathed.
Exactly, yeah. That's what we're looking for, and hopefully they will.